Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 199. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. We're one episode shy of 200, which is exciting. And I've got something really special planned for that. But I suppose for this episode, I'll just hop right into it with a title like, "But Why Male Models?" You're probably wondering if I've lost my mind, what the heck I'm talking about. So that is indeed a quote from Zoolander. Hello. But it really does underlie what I'm going to talk about today. And it's something that I think is a great sign in your life that you're growing. You're growing as a person. And it really is an essential habit, practice, tendency, mindset, whatever you want to call it. And that's to question yourself. It's to wonder, to ask, to be curious. But most importantly, it's to constantly be asking why. Why? Asking why of yourself and the world around you. And so I've got something really powerful that I want to talk about here about this. And it's become a practice in my life that I've adopted, which helps me overcome whatever issue I'm facing by breaking it down, by asking why, and then why again and again and again until I'm really honestly no longer anxious or overwhelmed because I've figured out exactly, specifically what it is that's bothering me. And that's a big deal because I've found that when in life, when you're stressed or anxious or unsure, it's usually because you can't quite put your finger on what it is exactly that is causing you to be that way. It's like ambiguous stress, ambiguous what ifs, ambiguous circle of thinking. So if you can break it down by asking yourself why, what happens is you can come to terms with what exactly is bothering you. And that is so much easier to deal with than vagueness, ambiguous stress. Know what I'm talking about here? So I think this is really, really powerful. And that's the power of why, the power of asking questions, the power of questioning yourself and the world around you. So I'm excited to hop into it. I am excited to drop as many Zoolander quotes as I possibly can, while also, of course, giving you some helpful perspective to think about. So what do you say we settle this on the runway, huh? What do you say we start asking ourselves more questions? That's what it is. And I'll start this episode with what I've realized about life, kind of some context for why I say this. I realized that if you find yourself questioning yourself, your life a lot, if you find yourself like doubting what you're doing or doubting the world around you or what you've been told or the things that you read or the things that you see, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing, actually. I think it's a good thing to question, to doubt, to wonder, because that means you have curiosity, and curiosity is what makes you grow in life. If you always like everything, if you like every person you ever meet, if you accept everything you see or hear at face value, I don't think that's great. It kind of means you have like no opinion, no gumption. I like that word, gumption. It means you have no curiosity. You can't possibly like everything. You can't possibly accept everything. You can't possibly like everyone. You can't possibly accept everything you see or hear or touch, because that would mean you have no conviction. And I don't think that's you. You know, you have conviction for sure. And I don't know you, but I'm sure that you find yourself questioning your life. You find yourself questioning what you're doing. You find yourself questioning if you really like the job you have, if you're dating the right people, if you have the right friends, if you're living your truth. You know, you do that for sure. And that, my friend, I think is a really good thing. Please don't interpret that as it means you don't know what the heck you're doing. I think it's a good thing to always be asking questions of yourself, the world around you, what you're doing, all that. Because when you do that, you're not doubting your sense and yourself in the sense that you don't think you have what it takes to get things right. It's not like self-doubt. It's self-questioning. You're simply observing and you're questioning. You're saying things like, am I on the right path? Am I doing my best? Is this true? Is this not true? Does this matter? Does that matter? Those kinds of questions. And those kinds of questions are essential to growing. Because without them, to my point, you're just going to accept everything that is thrown your way. Rules are rules. People are people. What happens, happens. That's no way to live. That's like a passive way to live. And I don't think that's you. It's not me. And I don't think it's you. You question yourself. And that's a good thing. Questioning yourself is the fuel to your growth. Questioning yourself sets you free. It's like, for sake of an analogy, you know, moisture is the essence of wetness and wetness is the essence of beauty. Know what I'm saying? Curiosity is the foundation for making changes in your life. And making changes in your life leads you to find what's right for you, who's right for you, everything. If you're not questioning yourself, if you're not letting your curiosity lead you to question yourself and the world around you, that's a pretty stagnant life. So I just wanted to start by saying that if you do find yourself questioning your life, yourself, people around you a lot, please don't think it's a bad thing. It's a good thing because that's how you change. And of course, change is good. Change is positive. And more importantly, questioning yourself means you are self-aware. It means that you are aware that there's possibility, that there is more than one way to do something, that there's no blueprint to everything, that what one person is doing might be right for them, but not right for you, right? That kind of thinking, that is where curiosity leads you. So if you're nodding your head and you're like, yeah, that is me, I say, kudos to you. Don't stop questioning yourself. Don't think it's a bad thing. It's a great thing. It is a great thing to be able to look at your life, everything about it, and to question it. It's a great thing to look yourself in the mirror and question yourself, to be able to have the vulnerability to say, you know what? I'm pretty sure there's a lot more to life than being really, 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 really ridiculously good looking. And I plan on finding out what that is. There you go. Another one. So I say we should summon our inner Zoolander and question ourselves and the world around us and to do it more often. So that's the context for what I want to talk about here. But let's talk brass tacks. Let's talk habit. Let's talk how to live this. And something I do that brings this to life is, to my point earlier, is that whenever I'm faced with something that is bothering me or something that I'm anxious about or just a simple problem that I have, I break it down by questioning it. Like really questioning it, like good cop, bad cop, sit your ass down, I'm going to ask you some questions type thing here. That's the habit. Like, I simply put, what I do is I face that thing head on and I ask why. I ask why until that thing is broken down into so many little pieces that the whole thing no longer bothers me. And that is what you get when you ask why. And it's a really powerful thing. And it starts with that word, why. And frankly, I think it's the most powerful word in your toolkit. It's nice. One syllable rolls right off the tongue. Why? Or maybe even spice it up and say, ¿por qué? You know, however you want. But asking why. It's a vulnerable question for sure, because the answer you face can be scary. It might not be what you want to hear. It might force you to face issues you've buried. But it's the best thing you could do for yourself, because the more you break down your worries or problems with why, the sooner you can get to realize that those issues that seem huge and insurmountable at one moment, they become next to nothing the next when you break them down. And in the process, you learn a lot about yourself. And that's always a great thing. So asking why, to me, it's like the great humanizer. It's a powerful humanizing word. Asking why of yourself, asking why of your problems and the world around you, it will show you your life's truth faster than any other exercise, in my opinion. And you know that I often say on the podcast that experience trumps everything in life, that, you know, you can't think yourself into becoming the badass person you're capable of. Well, I think this might be the exception to that. I really do think you can improve yourself and grow by asking why in your head, by getting in your head, saddling up and asking why. And you definitely know I'm big on this if you picked up the new Mindset Journal, because I think there are basically unlimited opportunities to ask yourself why in life. For instance, I was thinking through this the other day for an example for you. The other day, like call it Tuesday, I was feeling super irritable during work, like not myself. I'm usually very happy-go-lucky. Everything just rolls off my back. But this day, I was just straight up ornery. That's a good word. I was ornery. I was irritable. I was annoyed. So I did this process with why. And kind of here's how the conversation in my head went. Started with question. Why am I feeling irritable? Why am I feeling annoyed? The answer, well, work is annoying me. All of my colleagues are annoying me. Why are they annoying you? Well, everyone has a question or a problem that I need to fix, and it's frustrating. Why is it frustrating? Because I can't fix their problems. I don't know all the answers. I can't help them. Why don't you have all the answers? Because no one does. COVID, clients, it's weird times. No one has an answer. Right. And that was just four whys right there. And on the fourth why, I kind of came to the conclusion that, you know, no one had an answer. So I shouldn't feel the pressure to have them myself. So instead of being frustrated that I couldn't fix these problems I was facing this day, I came to the conclusion that I should just manage as a leader differently. That I say, hey, we need to take a step back, just be present, work with what we have until an answer presents itself. We can't fix every issue right now. And it was that simple process of why, four whys, that broke down my issue for me. And I ended up feeling less irritable, certainly because I felt less pressure. And as a result, I just felt at peace. And like, that's a super simple example. And that one just worked out really well, but it's effective. I went from super irritable to a sense of calm fast, right? Example one, or we could think of a second example. Like, let's say you're dating and you go on like a second or third date with someone. And after that date, you're just like, you know, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this person yet. I just don't know. I think that's a pretty relatable feeling. There's no yes or no. There's no sparks necessarily, but no red flags. You just don't know what to do. So I think you could apply this idea there and break it down. You could start with a question. Why? Why don't I know how I feel about this person right now? Answer, because I don't feel that spark. Well, why don't you feel that spark? Because it's not how I remember feeling when I was with my ex. And so I don't know how I feel right now. Well, why is that how you think you should feel? That relationship didn't work out. So why use that as a blueprint for how you should feel today? Well, I don't know. I guess I just don't know what other signs to look for. Well, what might those other signs look like? Well, I don't know. I haven't thought about them. I've been so focused on feeling that same spark I used to feel. Maybe I should rethink this, right? That's kind of how I envision a conversation like this go. You start with why, and then you see where it takes you. And in that process, you can break down your feelings quickly, really quickly. You don't need to overthink it. You don't need to think, oh, like what is the prompt? What is the call and response? It's just that one word, my friend, and it's why. And you could break down that issue. It's not rocket science. It's one word and one answer, but it's very powerful. You know, asking why, like an annoying toddler with why. And when you do that, you push yourself to answer honestly. And I think when you do that, you'll never have yourself to blame because you're self-aware. You're pushing yourself to challenge your thoughts, to challenge your perception, to challenge your comfort zone. And that you're never to blame when that's the case. So I say, ask yourself why. Ask questions of the world around you and ask them from a place of confidence and intention. And challenge yourself. Challenge the people around you. Never assume anything. Say, what is this? A center for ants? How can we be expected to teach children to learn to read good if they can't even fit inside the building? Right? And the more you do that, the more clarity you'll find. You'll find clarity. Well, it should be at least three times bigger than this. Right? Why? That's the vibe here. And I think, you know, the reality of life is that as humans, we tend to just follow the path that is most clear to us, right? We do that. That's what being human does. But if you're not questioning that path, if you're not questioning the path you're on or the path that's been given to you or the path that you see on Instagram or the path that your parents told you to take, then that's going to be your path for life. But you didn't choose that path, and that is no way to live. So I say, find your path, make your path clear, And do that by questioning yourself and questioning everything around you. Say, yeah, but why male models? Say, but maybe there is more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking. Ask yourself those questions. Killing it with the Zoolander references. But in all seriousness, I've learned that the difference between the life you're living and the life you want, the difference between the person you are and the person you want to become, is your willingness to ask yourself questions. It's to ask yourself questions and to fight the urge to not, because you might not like the answers. It's that willingness to be uncomfortable, to stare potential weaknesses or uncertainties in the face. It's that vulnerability that will lead you to live the life you want and become the person you want to become. Like, I really believe this, because doing that means you're vulnerable. And that is always a big deal, because it's one thing to be like, yo, what's up, playa? I'm confident. You know, I'm confident in my life. I have a vision for what I'm doing. I have goals. I work hard. I know my worth. I've got this. I'm doing this. What up? It's one thing to be like that. But it's another thing to say all those things. Yeah, I have goals. You know, I'm working hard, yada, yada. But as you do, to constantly be willing to ask yourself questions, to constantly be willing to ask yourself questions and the world around you. Why am I doing this? Is this me? Why am I dating these people? Why do I feel this way? Why do I want this? Do I want this? Is this my vision? To constantly be asking yourself those kinds of questions, that is the vibe. It's the vibe that combines your hustle and your purpose with asking why. And that balance, I think, really does take you places, because that is how you truly come to understand that you're allowed to change. You're allowed to change your mind. You're allowed to disagree with yourself, with the world around you. You're allowed to stop completely and do something completely different too. You know, that's the great thing about being human. And you're allowed to apply like that high level thinking to the everyday of your life, even the boring, mundane things in your life. But not in a like, I don't trust this way, or I don't believe you, cynical kind of way, but just a simple why. Why? Why does this upset me today? Why don't I feel motivated today? Why do I feel a need to be in a relationship right now? Why am I stressed right now? Why don't I feel motivated? Why don't I feel confident? Like, everyday questions. Ask yourself those questions and don't stop at one why. Be that annoying toddler. Start with why, and then why, and then why. Be like the homie Zoolander. But why? But why male models? And I'd be like, you serious? I just told you. But that's okay. Just keep asking again and again and again. Because again, I think a lot of the times the answers you'll come up with will surprise you. You'd be surprised what happens when you keep pushing yourself to uncover the real issues that are stressing you out or bothering you or motivating you or whatever. That is the power of the word why. And in my life, it's been a great habit that I carry with me. And I use it no matter how big the concern is or how small or trivial it is. Willingness to ask why and why and why and why, it's given me more self-awareness. More self-awareness than just following the simplest path in life. And I'd really encourage you to consider this yourself. To try it and be vulnerable. To examine what you find. Be vulnerable and at peace with the answers. You know, if you find that you're not an ambi-turner, that's okay. There's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who can't turn. I mean, there have got to be some people out there who just can't turn left. Last one right there. But seriously, try this. Ask yourself why and why and why. And you'd be surprised by the empowering things you'll find. So that's it. I'll leave it right there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You found it valuable. If you did, I'd love if you'd share it. Be sure to check out newmindsethoodis.com as well. If you're looking for questions to ask yourself, I've put together 60 days worth of questions in a really cool way. So thank you for supporting me there for sure. And let me know what you think on Instagram, or feel free to text me. And that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.